I'm blue, dibble, dibble, do, bobble, dibble, do, do. Blue, dibble, dibble, do, bobble, do, do, do. Blue, dibble, dibble, do, bobble, do, do, do. Blue, dibble, 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 do, map. I'm blue, dibble, dibble, do, bobble, dibble, do, do. Blue, dibble, dibble, do, bobble, do, do, do. Blue, dibble, dibble, do, bobble, do, do, do. Blue, dibble, 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 do, map. In a blue house, in a blue car, in a blue da 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 da. My wife is blue, the sky is blue, everything is blue. Deeple, 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 deeple.
The worst song ever.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, March 14th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, failed chainsaw-based suicides. How do you fail at killing yourself when a chainsaw is involved? We'll get to the bottom of that mystery. Plus, cattle prodding your children and a creepy pedophile strikes again. Does the comedy ever stop? All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks. Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. We have a great show for you today as well. I should. I mean, I haven't been around for four fucking days, so I've got a bunch of material that we need to go through here, video clips and stuff like that. I've been off because I've been doing that video cast. So I was off Saturday, Sunday, obviously, was the weekend, and then Monday there was no show because I was still working on the video. Tuesday I finally posted the show, so hopefully all of you have had a chance to see it. I know a lot of you have because I've been getting tons of emails. You guys really seem to like the video, which is great because I wasn't sure how it was going to go. I'm not as comfortable or confident when it comes to doing videos as I am on my show just because I haven't been doing it as long. You know what I mean? I've been doing Distorted View Daily for, you know, whatever, 5 years or whatever in various forms, but videos are a little bit different. So it was fun, though. I had a blast doing it, and so I hope to do some more. If you guys haven't seen it, I know some of you have problems playing videos in that MP4 format or whatever the fuck it is. So there is a YouTube version up on YouTube. It's a shortened version because they only allow 10 minutes worth of video content. So if you want to check out a shortened version, you can go to YouTube. I uploaded the Windows Media version, so you guys can also check that out. I'll put a link to that probably on the message board because I don't want to fuck around with HTML today. back to being lazy. Ting! Like I said, we've got a lot to get through today. You know, last week on the show, I kept mentioning that we've got this big contest announcement, and I was going to talk about it on Monday, which didn't happen. So I apologize for that. I know I've been getting IMs from people wanting to know what's going on. So here's the deal. I'm going to go ahead and do the... Oh, you know what I wanted to play first? The announcement's going to have to hold on for just 1 second. I wanted to play this real quick. It's another fisting porn video. This one was sent to us by Sunfire. So Sunfire, thank you very much for sending it. It's only 5 seconds long, but she doesn't sound like she's enjoying it. Like, that sounds like rape. It's like it's some sort of animal. Oh, that's not an animal sound. That's
animal.
Let's play them together. Wow, you can't even tell the difference.
Manimal.
The only difference between Manimal and this chick is that she has a giant fist in her cunt. You know what? I mistakenly said that sounded like rape. No, it sounds like murder. That's the sound people make when they're being stabbed to death. And the video really looks like she's not enjoying herself and she wants to break free from the wrist in her ass or vagina or wherever the hell it's... I can't even tell where it's at. I don't want to watch the video again. But, so yeah, she's like... She has one of her legs on a stool and the guy has a rubber glove on and is fisting her. And she's screaming like a mad woman and her legs are... She's starting to basically buck like an animal. I'm sorry, manimal. And she knocks the stool over. She looks like she's trying to run away, but she can't. She's doing that thing like in cartoons when like Fred Flintstone or George Jetson is trying to run, but and their feet are moving, but they're not going anywhere. She can't physically break free and run because there's a fist in her ass keeping her from doing that. So that's a great video. Thank you very much to Sunfire. Also, while I'm giving thanks, Jesus, how great was that song at the beginning, the remix of Blue? Steven sent that in, and there's actually a longer version, a full version of the song, so I'll post that on the sideshow for you paying members, so you guys can check that out. What else can I talk about in order to stall from announcing the contest? Had a good, solid BM today. I'd say it was probably a number 4 or 5 on the poop chart. You guys remember that? You old-time listeners will remember that from about a year or two ago. All right, let's just cut to the fucking chase, because I want to get to bed sometime tonight. This show is really just in the way of that. So, you know, I've been thinking of ways to say thank you, especially to the Sideshow members for, you know, paying and giving me this opportunity to do the show for a living, which has just been great. And even you non-paying members, just for supporting the show and everything like that. So, the greatest listeners in the world, blah, 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 whatever, right? I've heard it a million times. I'm not going to kiss your ass all day. I really am like an abusive father. I just berate my listeners, and you take it. All right, so here is the deal. This contest will run for about a month, all right? And I'll give you an exact date here in just a second. It's kind of like you have to do work for me, though. I stroke your cock, you stroke mine. And eventually we'll just have a giant circle jerk of freaks mutually masturbating one another. Hope you guys are okay with that. No, here's the deal. You know, the prize for this contest is a Nintendo Wii, all right? I got one back at the end of November. I was lucky enough to get one, and I love it. It's a great console. And some people bitch and complain, I'm sure. Like, you should give away a PS3. They're cool. Or the Nintendo Wii is just a GameCube with a gimmicky controller. I shut the fuck up. It's a good prize, goddammit. Yeah, I'll be giving away a Nintendo Wii for the grand prize winner. Now you're asking yourselves, what the hell do I have to do to win this thing? One of the most difficult things, in my opinion, for podcasters to do is to get out there and really promote their show. To get as many people listening as possible. That's really the goal. And it's never really obtainable. Like, you constantly want more and more listeners, because the more people listen, the more fun you have, the more people submitting content and sending video and audio clips, more paying members to fuel my coke habit, which makes me funnier. I'm always funnier on drugs. I know a lot of you people are saying, please take a hit, snort something. Still waiting for my salvia in the mail. All right, so here's the deal. I'm fucking just beating around the goddamn bush here. All you guys have to do is help me promote the show. That's all you got to do, and you get a chance to win the Wii. The more things you do to help promote the show, the more chances you get to win. Basically, I'm going to be drawing a name out of the hat. If you do 18 things to help promote the show, you've got 18 chances to win. Just for being a Sideshow member, you automatically get a chance because you're giving me money. And what can I say? I'm easily buyable. But seeing as how I don't trust any of you, all of the ways that you promote the show have to be provable somehow. For instance, some people are putting the Distorted View player on their MySpace pages. Some people are leaving CDs at
Starbucks or something. All right, just take a picture of your little Distorted View CD collection that you left at Starbucks. Send me a link to your MySpace profile. The more creative you get, just because, you know, I say you get an extra chance to win, if you do something really good, I might give you a couple extra chances to win. Like, if you fucking rent a billboard or something... You're probably going to win a Wii. Or, like, take an ad out in, like, the newspaper or television. Sure, I've got a couple millionaire listeners. to win a $250 prize doesn't really make sense financially, but I definitely appreciate it. So there you go. You have to get creative. I just threw out a couple ideas there. Some guy was writing Distorted View on all of his paper money. So everyone who... then gets that money. We'll see the web address. That's an interesting creative way to do it. The idea is to get as many listeners as possible. So if you do something where a lot of people are going to see distortedview.com or direct a lot of traffic my way, the more chances I'll give you to win. So there you go. We're going to be running this contest until April 16th, which is a Monday. It's about a month you have to do this. Come up with some great ideas, and all you have to do is email me your proof and let me know what you've been up to. Just write me an email, show@distortedview.com, with the subject line "we contest entry" or something like that. Make sure the words "we in contest" are in the subject line, and you can win a Wii. Ting! There. Fucking got that out of the way. If any of you retards are not clear of what's going on here, I'm going to put up details on the website just to make everything crystal clear. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. Yeah. I hope you guys really enjoyed the intro to the top 5 video countdown with all of the explosions and lasers and sparkles. I would have added more, like, actual lasers, but I don't have a laser sound effect, like the pew pew. But I did have explosion sound effects, so I overused that. It really is the most ridiculous, over the top introduction for a stupid for a stupid video cast, you know? Sparkles and flames and. Oh, and if you go on YouTube, you can actually watch the Pain, Rain, Love video all by itself. I don't know. If you haven't seen the video cast, you don't know what I'm talking about. But yes, I produced a music video for my hit single, Pain, Rain, Love. So you can check that out. Alrighty. First story we have for you today. Fran Bernstein wants what's best for her severely autistic 48-year-old son. So do those operating the Chicago group home where Bradley Bernstein lives. But they disagree on what's the best way to respond when the stockily built Bradley begins a violent outburst. His mother has long relied upon a small jolt from a cattle prod to calm. Distorted View breaking news, I'm Chet Henderson. I'm not Tim. We just sound alike. I'm in an entirely different studio. I'm in the crisis room. Breaking news that will undoubtedly alter Distorted View Daily for the foreseeable future. First came YouTube. Then came the pornographic clone called XTube. And now, BeastTube is here. Distorted View Daily listener Kenneth sent us a link to www.beasttube.com. A YouTube-like site that is designed solely to share bestiality porno videos. I shit you not. I even did research because I swore to God that this can't be real. This has to be fake. You're going to click on one of the videos and it's going to say, ha ha, you're going to watch animal porn, you fucking retard. No. Just how many videos does this site contain? I have no fucking clue, but I'll tell you one thing. I searched for the word tiger... and there are two videos where women are having sex with tigers. Freaks, you really have your work cut out for you. You have your homework assignment for tonight. I want links to hilarious bestiality porn. Is this legal? I thought bestiality was illegal. I don't know. Watch these videos at your own risk, but please email me links to funny videos where chicks or guys are getting nailed by members of the animal kingdom, please. I'd love to play some on the show. The more vocal, the better. I want to hear lions roaring. I want to hear monkeys and girls screaming. Ah, The reason why I say this has profound implications for Distorted View Daily is because I foresee a whole week worth of bestiality porn clips being played on the show. That's it. No news stories. Just bestiality porn. All right. That's your news update. Beasttube.com. Oh, yeah. I'll link it on today's show notes. I just saw a video of a woman trying to have sex with a monkey, but the monkey's not interested. Then, I don't know if it's of the same girl or a different chick, having her pussy eaten out by a kitten. And finally, a woman fucking a fish. Or rather, inserting the fish into her twat. You know what? I thought I saw that... Yes. There is also a llama in this video. I shit you not. All right. Now, what are we talking about? Cattle prodding retards? Doesn't seem nearly as funny now. I could be watching, you know, sex with dolphins. Ooh, that's a search. Write that one down for later. All right, back to the story here. Yes, a mother likes to cattle prod her autistic son. Apparently, the Chicago group home doesn't. His mother has long relied upon a small jolt from a cattle prod to calm her son down, but disability advocacy groups... I almost got that word out. It's a big one. Advocacy. As well as the company running Bradley's group home, Trinity Services, are shunning the shock punishments, which legislators outlawed last year. Last week, a Cook County judge cited that new law in denying parents Fran and Robert Bernstein the right to continue having their son shocked for acting out. But the elderly couple, who sued Trinity over the issue, say they're going to continue the fight for that right to party! Just not too hard. Don't get out of control. Or then whip out the cattle prod. Quote, "Most of the time, if he starts acting up and beating his head, we just show it to him, and that's sufficient," said Fran Bernstein. "We had a judge sign an order saying it was okay to do with proper care, to let him live a decent life. The whole point of doing this was to protect him." She went on to say that her son, who has cataracts, stopped banging his head when the shock was threatened, lessening his eye damage. I've never heard the cataract defense before. I'm not sure if that'll be upheld in court or not. Her son can only speak a few words like, "Jesus Christ in heaven, don't shock me," and "Ah!" Those are the only two words he really needs. Though she says she may appeal, she also knows the law only applies when her son is in the group home and not in her home for regular visits. So that guy is never going to want to visit his parents ever again. Second story we have for you today as we blow through these. Two Atlanta men survived an attempt to kill themselves on Friday. How, you ask? Well, by cutting off their arms with a circular saw. The men managed to sever three of their arms, about 6 inches above the wrist. The two men, aged 40 and 41, left a suicide note with the manager of their Atlanta apartment building saying they were committing suicide because their business had failed and they were recently diagnosed with HIV. Oh. Dun, 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 dun. Wow. Ah! T-cells.
I was overweight and embarrassed to go anyplace. AIDS helped me get back into a size 12. The AIDS diet plan helped me get back into a size 6.
AIDS helps control your appetite so you lose weight. Yet AIDS lets you taste, chew, and enjoy. And the appetite suppressant in AIDS is not a stimulant.
AIDS helped me lose the weight and has nothing in it that could make me nervous.
Question, why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS?
Oh, those poor guys. Well, here's the thing. I don't understand this. They're both, what, 40 and 41? With advancements in medicine, what, you can live, like, what, 20, 25 years with AIDS? They'll be 60 anyways. That's when they should die. My plan as president is to infect every 41, 42-year-old with HIV. That way, we don't have to worry about them becoming elderly. That's Tim Henson's America.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Wow, taken out of context, I really am the world's worst human being. I am advocating you checking out bestiality porn. I am playing clips of women being practically abused by a fist in their asshole. And then, to top it all off, I'm wishing AIDS upon everyone. That's right. That's how I fucking roll. You got a problem with that?
Turn off this podcast and listen to the Muggle shit stain podcast. All right, back to the story here. Yes, after these poor guys were diagnosed with HIV, they decided to end their lives with a little dignity. And unfortunately, that didn't work out. So now they're a living freak show. Look at the armless AIDS people. I'd pay to see that. After reading the note, the manager called police, who found the two men in their apartment with, quote, a lot of blood. That's what happens when you saw off an arm. Their names were not released. Police spokesperson Steve Coleman said both were in stable condition at Grady Memorial Hospital late Friday and will undergo psychiatric evaluation. I wonder if those two were like a couple and they wanted to, you know, kill themselves and go out together. I'd assume. How else would you share HIV? Well, maybe they're drug addicts. I don't know. Why am I speculating? Who the fuck cares? Let's just move on. The one thing I was going to say is I don't want email from anyone saying, you're insensitive about this stuff. To which I would reply, there are better and more sane ways to commit suicide than cutting your arms off with a saw. How about a good old-fashioned overdosing? Or jumping off of a building, for Christ's sakes. Hanging yourself, sucking in exhaust fumes or something. I don't know. There's just a lot of better ways they could have went with that one. Final story we have for you today. This is really stupidity in action. A registered sex offender arrested Friday in front of Jamestown Elementary School with pornography in his van was released from jail on Monday. There was not enough evidence to hold 44-year-old Clayton Dean Hill, said County District Attorney Donald Segerstrom. I think you do have enough evidence. A, he has a van. B, there was pornography in said van. And C, or 3, depending on if I was using letters or numbers, I can't remember. He's a registered sex offender hanging around a school. That's all you should need. There's no reason why a sex offender should be hanging around a school, unless you need a little pussy. Sheriff's Lieutenant Dan Bressler said there was not enough evidence to hold him on the attempted molest charge. Quote, the elements of the crime weren't there. There was no attempt made. Again, I'm going to have to disagree with you. He said the department is continuing to investigate Hill, where he'd been, what he's been up to, etc. Hill was arrested Friday around 2:30 p.m. after a deputy saw him driving around an elementary school in a black and red marching band uniform. Again... What kind of evidence do you want? He was pretending to be a... What? I don't even know what the hell he was doing. Black and red marching band uniform. In Hill's blue GMC van, Deputy Brandon Lowry found children's toys. I'm sorry. There's just so much stuff there. Calm down, Tim. Wasn't that funny, Christ? I'm high right now. Deputy Brandon Lowry found children's toys in the van, games, and a pornographic videotape inside a box marked Cinderella. A children's video, you may recall that title. Quote, there's no evidence Mr. Hill committed any crime. He lived at the place he registered. That does not mean, however, that we won't still be investigating and possibly filing charges. So there you go. That is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple of voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, just a couple quick voicemails here. We'll see how the freaky dickies are doing.
Tim.
Hi.
That was an interesting video you had up on the internet.
I always take that as an insult when people say that was interesting. That's the only word that can come to your mind. Not funny, not hilarious. That was, you know, you say that when you don't want to, you know, hurt someone's feelings. It was interesting. Yeah, that's what my parents say about my shit.
Unfortunately, iTunes sucked and didn't let you download it, so you have to go all the way on your website and type it in and find it. Anyway, we just like to say good job, and We think you're a total fag. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you. All right, next up.
Pete here. I just wanted to say that your crazy video... Five of them.
Was it interesting?
Wonderful of the week thing video shortage was fantastic.
The two adjectives that I really took away from that first caller was interesting and faggy.
Good.
I don't know where he's getting that from at all. It might have something to do with the fact that gay porn was playing through most of the video and I was watching it and licking my lips. That could have a little something to do with it.
The week thing video shortage
yes.
was fantastic.
All right, thank you, Puke.
Good. But for the love of Christ on a delicious buttery Ritz cracker, please don't ever show us footage of you riding some sort of stationary bike in your underwear.
Why not?
I'm going to go vomit now for
sexy.
Days.
You didn't like that when it zoomed in? Yes?
Oh, yeah,
no.
Hey, Tim, this is John.
Leave me alone.
From Tennessee. Just recently returned from Iraq, and I wanted to thank you for keeping a little bit of laughter in the year that I was out there. Spread the distortion to a bunch of friends, and we eagerly awaited every new episode.
Aww.
I wanted to say thanks.
Well, thank you very much. I'm doing my part as an American citizen to support the troops. Hit it.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you. Where's the cattle prod when I need it? All right, a couple more voicemails here.
Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Jordan in Columbus here. I was in Budapest, Hungary recently, and I saw a pop called Pepsi Max. And
yes.
I was going to send you a
well,
bottle
my
of it,
friend,
but my dumb ass.
I have already tried Pepsi Max. How about that? I'm totally, by the way, starting a cola podcast, but I'm not going to tell you guys about it when I do. It's not going to have anything to do with the Distorted View because I don't want I don't want you freaks calling in and messing up my show with your voicemails and such. Because I'm going to take callers. It's all going to be about pop. And I'm going to interview people in the soda community. It's going to be the biggest nerd fest in the world. All right. By the way, I'm celebrating 100 years of Faygo Pop. 1907 to 2007. How am I celebrating? I have no idea. But the bottle here tells me I should be celebrating. So someone's having a birthday.
In my carry-on luggage, and it got taken away from me. So I wanted to call and ask, have you ever had Pepsi Max?
Well, I just explained that,
and
sir.
And if so, what does it taste like?
You know, I believe, if I remember correctly, Pepsi Max, because there was a period of time when a lot of people were sending me pops from overseas. I think it was kind of, it was like a diet tasting pop, actually. I think it, I don't know, it just it had a diet taste to it. Just it was just a normal kind of pop, though. The great thing about overseas pops are that they don't use... Jeez, here I go. They tend not to use high fructose corn syrup. And if you've ever tasted a pop with cane sugar as opposed to high fructose corn syrup, then you realize the tastes are completely different. Case in point, Dr. Pepper. There's one bottler in Dallas, or at least in Texas, that refuses to use high fructose, that just continues to use cane sugar, and they sell it, and you can purchase it online. It tastes completely different. It's a different Dr. Pepper. Jesus Christ. Hydroplaning. No.
Hey, Tim. This
right.
is Dr. from Pittsburgh.
This is gonna
be good. I have a brief request for you.
Stay closed at all times. Go ahead.
I know you have the sexpastic section in the on the sideshow members.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you if you could put up the Mario one.
Oh.
It's the only one that I've ever actually trapped my friends in my car and made them listen to. And most of them thought it was pretty hilarious, and I actually lost the.
It's funny you mention that because I just found that actual the raw sound file of that. So yeah, I can definitely do that. I'll post a new batch of Sextastic Tuesdays online, including the Mario one. How about that? That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. And we're going to end it right there with voicemails. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God.
That's the sound of an autistic child being cattle prodded. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what the hell are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. If you want to send me actual money because you don't like to use PayPal or whatever, you can send $50 to P.O. Box 1115, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005, care of Distorted View. Likewise, if you have something funny that you want to send to me, you know, people send me magazines, books, news clippings, soda pops, all in the mail. So I love getting mail from you freaks. We will be back tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Don and Drew, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, there she is. Tell me, how is the couples counseling cruise going?
I'm just like, ooh, sexy, sexy bodies, moving around.
I don't think that's the point of a couples counseling cruise. I don't know if you should be cruising for men.
Seriously, my vagina blew out today.
Oh, you gotta give that thing a rest. Drew, what have you gotten out of this cruise so far?
Cock.
Wow, so while Don was off having sex with multiple anonymous partners, you were having gay sex. Was this the whole time?
No, you know what? I was just about done when that guy had Chappie's cock down his throat.
And that's pretty much when you blew your wad, right?
I had a whole spigot noise and everything.
Wow, impressive. Wow, all this sex talk's kind of making me horny.
You should come over.
Really? I mean, if it's okay with Drew.
What are you going to say to that?
Stupid. Gay. Actually, I meant homo.
Come on, Drew. We can fool around a little bit, right?
It's still gonna, like, slide on the bar, right?
Yes, I'll slide it over whatever.
It's homo.
All right, I guess I'm not coming over then. Let me ask you this. How are your accommodations on the boat?
I think somebody puked in my side of the bed and I might have rolled in it. Interesting, huh?
Oh, it's fascinating. I'm gonna let you guys go now. But before I do, I want to give you a little bit of advice. This cruise is about working on your relationship, making things right, okay? And I just don't think having sex with men, straight or gay, is helping that, okay? It's actually doing the opposite in the long run, hurting.
I had a whole spigot noise and everything.
Yeah, Drew, we know about the spigot noise, all right? That's not the point. Just work on your relationship, and we look forward to you guys being back hosting the show, all right? The great Don and Drew, everybody.